This is the teacher. A radio documentary on the life of prominent martyrs of Islam.
الاحتفال بالشهداء في الواقع هو احتفال بعزة أمة وكرامة شعب.
Celebrating the martyrs is indeed a celebration of the glory of the Ummah and the dignity of people. Any nation that forgets its martyrs and remains...
Noontime on Sunday, January the 18th, 2015. The Zionist regime's helicopters flying from the occupied territories strike missiles at the Golan Heights in Syria. In this attack, officers from the resistance front attain martyrdom. One of them is a 23-year-old youth by the name of Jihad Mukhi.
Today's story, the life and character of Shahid Jihad Mughniya. Dear listeners, in the previous episodes of the program, The Teacher, we talked about a great Lebanese martyr of Islam by the name of Shahid Imad Mughniya. But did you know that his son, Jihad Mughniya, was also martyred by the cruel Zionist regime? This great martyr of Islam was born in 1991 in Lebanon. His dear father, Imad Mughniya, named him after his brave brother, who was also martyred, Jihad Mughniya. Throughout the years of the civil war in Syria, with the help of Iran and Syria, Hezbollah was able to build important bases in the Golan Heights. The number one person in charge of this base was the great martyr Shahid Jihad Mughniya, the son of Shahid Imad Mughniya, and the second person in charge was Shahid Samir Qantar, who was freed in a prisoner exchange with Israel. Shahid Jihad Mughniya was a brilliant speaker. One of his most famous speeches was after the assassination of his father, which he delivered in Damascus in 2008. We are the children of those who, in the way of defending their country's borders, see nothing but beauty. Jihad Mughniya continued, "We are ashamed of abandoning a country that, however much threats exist, we stand up with our heads held high and feel proud that the fruit of years of struggle has opened our eyes and also closed eyes with free will and sincerity and love for martyrdom." Jihad Mughniya said, "We are the children of the school that taught us to live free. We do not beg and plead the enemy for our security. We are people who claim our right with our blood. We have learned that if you do not draw your weapon in a bloody war, you will become a slave who will be sold in the slave market, and they will have no mercy on you there." This brave young warrior, Jihad Mughniya, said that today we have come to say to the Zionist enemy that if a blood is spilled, they will become rivers that flow in the way of freeing Quds and Palestine.
And now, Sayyid Hashim al-Haydari talks about the culture of martyrdom.
الاحتفال بالشهداء في الواقع هو احتفال بعزة أمة وكرامة الشعب.
Celebrating the martyrs is indeed a celebration of the glory of the Ummah and the dignity of people. Any nation that forgets its martyrs and remains indifferent towards the culture of martyrdom will be humiliated. Any nation in which the culture of martyrdom increases, grows, develops, and spreads, that nation will glorify it. The martyrs are different from the living ones. It is true that there are ulama, mujtahideen, and leaders, but the fragrance of martyrs is something else. Allah the Almighty made them special and mentioned them clearly in so many verses, such as this verse. Rather, they are alive with their Lord, receiving provisions. They are alive because they give their lives to Allah, for Islam, for heaven.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Shahid Jihad Mughniya was a very young Lebanese commander who courageously led the warriors of Hezbollah against the apartheid and merciless Zionist regime with his strong faith. Jihad Mughniya was very grateful of the martyrs of Islam. He used to say that he tried to always tread the same path as them, that is, the path of love and jihad and a path to victory. He believed that the dear martyrs of Hezbollah, Sheikh Raghib, Sayyid Abbas Musawi, and Haj Imad Mughniya, his father, were like lamps that lit the path for others to follow. Jihad Mughniya was very much fond of martyrdom. In one speech, he begged the Imam of the time, the awaited Mahdi, to pray so that he would get martyred. On January 18, 2015, Jihad Mughniya was martyred by an Israeli airstrike. This terrorist act took place when two cars of Hezbollah were inspecting the Syrian-Israeli border of Golan. Two Israeli helicopters fired two missiles and martyred Jihad Mughniya and some other members of Hezbollah. May Allah bless him and elevate his ranks.
Noontime on Sunday, January the 18th, 2015, the Zionist regime's helicopters flying from the occupied territories strike missiles at the Golan Heights in Syria. In this attack, officers from the resistance front attain martyrdom. One of them is a 23-year-old youth by the name of Jihad Mughniyeh. Jihad was the son of Imad Mughniyeh, the military commander of Lebanon's Hezbollah, who was martyred 8 years earlier in Syria. Like his father, Jihad Mughniyeh had studied at the American University in Beirut, but his presence in Hezbollah and in military operations goes back to the day when his father was martyred, the morning of February 12, 2008, Damascus, Syria. The city starts the day stable and safe. There is yet no news about Daesh, al-Nusra Front, or the Free Syria Army terrorists. But Syria, due to their cooperation with Hezbollah in the 33-day war, has fallen under the anger of the Zionist regime. Based upon domestic and international reports, a few people had gathered around an apartment building in Damascus. And a few moments before noontime, a silver-colored Mitsubishi Pajero Jeep is seen near the apartment building. A person with black clothing and a clean-cut beard and without a bodyguard goes into the building. Workers who were standing on the road quickly relay information via their communication systems that the target has arrived in Damascus and has reached the apartment. Just a little earlier than 10 a.m., it is reported that he exits the apartment and gets on the Jeep to go to a location where a meeting with Syrian, Iranian, and Lebanese officials occurs. The Jeep stops at the predetermined location, and the ones following him confirm his getting out of the car. February 12, 2008, 11:30 p.m., Damascus, Kafr Susa region, Al-Hadiqa Road. All of a sudden, the loud sound of an explosion shakes Damascus. Imad Mughniyeh, the top military commander and the assistant director of Hezbollah in Lebanon, is martyred in a terrorist attack. Details regarding this international terrorist operation are uncovered later on and with the passage of time. But what is most important is the revealing of the perpetrators and their purpose in this terrorist attack. Even though the role of Mossad was clear in this assassination, but with the martyrdom of Jihad Mughniyeh, the American newspaper The Washington Post reveals the role of the CIA as well. Just a few months after that, a German reporter announces on the Al-Mayadeen news channel the role of German intelligence services in the assassination of Imad Mughniyeh. But after the investigations following the assassination operation, the intelligence services of Syria acquire intelligence, and testimonials are gained, which takes up to 4 years before its publication. The intelligence is the confession of the previous Saudi ambassador to the U.S. and the head of the Saudi National Security Council's role in the assassination. A few weeks after the assassination of Imad Mughniyeh, Bandar bin Sultan wanted to enter Syria secretly and unnoticed, but was captured by the Syrian intelligence services and for a time was under protective custody in Damascus. In this interview, he admitted that the primary purpose of assassinating Imad Mughniyeh, and that too on the assassination anniversary of Rafiq Hariri, was to spark a flame under the ashes and create discord between Hezbollah and Syria. But he also confesses another very important thing, a plan to create enemies for Syria and the downfall of Bashar al-Assad. In reality, the assassination of Haj Imad Mughniyeh, which was an old desire of the Zionist regime, was now the first step in order to implement a plan which 2 years later turned into the Syrian Civil War. January 26, 2011, the Syrian Civil War begins. And on October 18, 2011, Islam Times reports via the internet site Muntadiyat Minar, as quoted by an Arab diplomat, the following statement. Despite the promises broken by the Saudis for the silence of the Syrian government, this Zionist Saudi plan came to be implemented, and the fire and insecurity created by the Takfiri terrorists was inflamed. But the war in Syria resulted in Hezbollah and Syria coming closer together, and the strengthening of the resistance front opened up a new front in the Golan Heights against the Zionist regime. According to Zionist news reports, Jihad Mughniyeh was appointed with the commandership for parts of the Golan Heights which were occupied by Zionist forces. Jihad Mughniyeh was moving towards a widespread operation against the Zionist regime. His assassination, like his father, was conducted by the direct order of the Zionist Prime Minister. Jihad Mughniyeh attained his age-old desire for martyrdom, but fighting for the resistance front still continues. His dreams are more alive today than ever and are being accomplished. The places of Jihad and Imad Mughniyeh are surely empty.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program The Teacher, which was about the great martyr of Islam, Shaheed Jihad Mukhti. Until next time, as we leave you in Allah's care.